I train myself to answer quickly and true. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I train myself to answer quickly and true. Now, what does that mean, to answer quickly and true? Well, many times you talk to a person and say, what do you think? And the person says, well, I'm not really quite sure. It could be a good thing, and it could not be a good thing. It all depends on what? It's a good thing if you believe it's a good thing, and it's not a good thing if you don't believe it's a good thing. It's only a matter of you. You being yourself and making your own decision. Now, what do you think? Do you think it's a good thing? So, make your decision right now that you will always answer quickly and true. And when you answer quickly and true, you take the first thing that pops into your mind, because that is your divine answer. You see, think before you talk. Don't go giving it right off the top of your head. Think before you talk. And I say, no. I say, give it right off the top of your head. If that's what you're thinking in your mind, what's on the top of your head, then it must be right. It must be good. And if it's not good, then you better change that thinking. If it's not good, I better change my thinking about what I have on the top of my head, what's in the tip of my mind. Now, what do you think we should do? How do you think we should act? Where do you think we should go? What do you think is right for us to do now? And you see, you know, the first thought that comes to your mind, you never really get a hold of, but you get close to the first thought. And so, give your answer based upon what's right on the tip of your mind. What do you think we should do? Oh boy, let's go. But if we go, and then you start saying all the limitations of what would happen if you go. Well, that's true. Well, I guess we better not go. But if we don't go, then we won't have fun, and we won't go through this wonderful experience, and we won't just have our great old time. Yeah, I know, but if we do, we're damned if we do, and we're damned if we don't. Well, I say it differently. We're blessed if we do, and we're blessed if we don't. Either way, whatever our choices are, we are blessed. If you live, and I live, from the goodness within me, then my life will be the goodness that is within me. And if everything I do is done because I love myself, and I like my world, and I like everything about it, then that's great. If I'm always thinking about things that I like, if I'm always thinking about people I like, if I'm always thinking about circumstances that I like, then what happens to me? Well, what happens to me is that everything is in divine order. What happens to me is that no matter what I do, it's right. So I can say the first thing that comes to my mind. I can say the first thing, and I can say it quickly and true, and I don't have to hem and haw. I don't have to stop and think about it, whether it's true or not. I don't have to say, well, now, is this going to hurt somebody? Is this going to take from somebody? Is this going to get me what I want? Is it going to accomplish the goal that I have in mind? Am I going to be thought well of because I said it? Or am I going to be thought poorly of because I said it and acted upon it? Well, if we are always keeping our heart and mind on the best and the highest, you never have to worry. You never have to worry about what you're going to do. You never have to say, is this going to hurt somebody? Is this going to help somebody? Is this going to be a blessing to somebody? What is it to you? Is it a blessing to you? Is it your highest and best? Is it where your thought is? Is it where your love is? Is it where your joy is? Is it where your peace is? Is it where you are? Is it where every single thing that you think and say and do is radiated through that instant comment that you make on any question, on any topic, on anything that comes to your mind, quickly and true? You answer it quickly and true. You don't hem and haw around about it. You answer quickly and true. You ask your child, did you do that? And the child will answer, no. And the child is correct. Now, maybe the child did do it, and he answers, no. And then you say, my goodness, how have you trained that child? Have you trained that child to always tell the truth? Have you trained that child that you always tell the truth, that you always live the truth? Have you trained the people in your world that the truth is what always is on the forefront of your mind? It's what you always say. It's what you always do. It's what you... Sometimes you're going to get blamed for something that you didn't do. And you said you didn't do it, but you get blamed anyhow. Why? It's just an opportunity for you to stand up and say, no, I didn't. Whatever you want to believe is okay, but I didn't. And you say, well, if you really didn't, you shouldn't be blamed for it. Everything should work out in divine order that would prove that you didn't do it. Well, why? Have you always been true and diligent in everything that you said and everything you did? Were you ever not telling the truth? Were you ever giving an idea or something that was not really based on facts and not really based on the highest and best? Were you ever sometimes telling stories? Well, it depends on what you do. If you tell stories for a loving benefit and people know their stories, fine. You tell them quickly and true and you have a lot of fun. But if you're asked to give a piece of information and say yes or no about a thing that is yes or no, and you lie about it, then you pay the price. You pay the price big and beautiful. And if you tell the truth at all times, well, what if it hurts somebody? It won't hurt anybody. If you tell the truth at all times, it will be the highest and best, and it will be what is right and beautiful and good. Now, are you willing to stand up for that? Are you willing to stand up to always say what is the highest and best? I'm willing to stand up and say what's always the highest and best. And sometimes when I stand up and say it's highest and best, I get a little shaky answer, because some people may have known when there was a time when I didn't say the highest and best. Some people may have known there was a time when I caused them to doubt my words. And if they doubt my words, then it's just as though I had told a lie now. Are we living in the current now, the present? Are we living in the now? If we live in the now, all the things that we have ever done in the past are absolutely forgotten. Wow! Hey, I'd like that. I'd like that every negative thing I ever did is completely forgotten. I didn't say it's not remembered. I just said it does not have any bearing upon your life at the moment. At the moment, you live in now. You live in this now, this, and whatever your thought is now, however you think now, that's what you will be judged on, that's what you will be based on, that's what your life and your world will be expressing. And live it instantly, and live it quickly and true. And as you live in the now quickly and true, everything else is gone. Not that it wasn't there, not that it isn't in the past, but it has no effect upon what you're doing this moment, because what you're doing this moment is the only thing that matters. Now, how can you be so in charge of what you're doing at the moment that nothing in the past has any consequence? Well, if you're pulling a rope, you're doing that now. If you're saying something beautiful and kind, you're doing that now. If you're being a loving, gentle person, you're doing that now. If you're in any way a desirable being, you're doing that now. And whatever you may have been in the past, that's never thought about again. It's there, but it's not thought about. It's gone. It's completely gone. It's a wonderful thing. Are you ready to live now? Are you ready to live and be that beautiful, quickly and true person who responds instantly to whatever your life tells you, because your inner self is your highest and best? Because who you are is your highest and best, and it's a wonderful thing. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be your highest and best? Are you ready to be that loving center of goodness at all times? Are you ready? If you are, then that experience is ready for you. That lifetime is ready for you. And that wonderful world is ready for you. I train myself to answer quickly and true everything I am and do in my life. Join me in this awareness, because it's lots of fun. And once you get the hang of it, it's easy. I love you. I love you. I love you.